now. We've really been moving through the years with Julian Wybrough, and we're coming up to 694, is it, you said?
Yep, 694.
And what was happening by that stage?
Well, Sebi died. He'd been the sole ruler at that point after Siaherd died. And at Sebi's death, his two sons, Siaherd and Swafred, replaced him. And they were joined by Siaherd's son, whose name was Offa. Mm. Offa is the only East Saxon king whose name doesn't begin with an S. And it's unusual, but the reason may be that at this time, Essex was being pestered by Mercia, whose king was called Offa, and it seems to have been threatened or put in a position of subservience. And so to appease the Mercians, it looks as though the Essex king named his son Offa in honour of the Mercians. And that period of overlordship, in fact, went first of all to Mercia, and over the next 150 years, then went to Wessex, then back to Mercia, and then finally to Wessex again. So after this period, Essex was always, in one way or another, a bit like Wales was, not now, but was to England, a position of subservience.
Oh, right.
It was still semi-independent, had its own kings, but it always had to check first.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Okay. By some strange coincidence, both Siaherd and Swafred died in the year 709, and at the same time, their cousin, Offa, decided he would abdicate and go off on a pilgrimage to Rome in the same year. And they are succeeded by Swafred's son, whose name was Swafbert, in 709.
Right.
And he ruled jointly with Selared. We're sort of running out of males at this point. Selared was actually his fourth cousin once removed. So a very distant relative,
right.
But it perhaps is a supreme example of saying, well, we have a royal family,
yep.
Who's best for the job?
Yep.
Remember, I don't know, four or five episodes ago, we said, well, who's best for this job? So obviously, Selared had attributes, and they were in line with Swafbert's thinking, and they became joint kings. And more about them and their successors next time.
Thank you very much, Julian.